The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you had to ride the bus, you have bus stories for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, The people that you see, the people that you interact with, it's nuts.
We were talking about the bus yesterday because my older daughter, I never put her on the bus and she never wanted to go on the bus. And I was bullied on the bus growing up, so I was cool with that. I was like, you don't want to take it, you don't have to take it.
Right.
My little one was obsessed. All the cool kids took the bus. She wanted to take the bus last year in kindergarten, and this year in first grade, she took the bus for the first time, and she was all weird about it. And finally, I found out that she got lost going to her classroom. She didn't know how to get there from, like, where the bus drops them off. But she's all good now. She's learned the way.
Simple thing, simple fix, right? She's going to love it now at this point.
Raven, you loved the bus.
I mean, I took the bus when I was younger for years and years and years. It was the source of plenty of people. You'd talk to your potential girlfriends. You'd get into arguments with the kids from the other complexes. You know, you'd figure out where you guys were going to scuffle once you get off the bus. I got nicknames on the bus, all sorts of things. I had a friend fall asleep and end up on the news on the bus. Anything happens.
Everything happens.
My bus was wild.
What happened when you were on the bus? 1-800-330-9999. Robin?
Bus driver kidnapped us and didn't take us to school.
Where did they take you?
Yeah, where'd you go?
She went to the general store, made us stay on the bus. We showed up school like an hour and a half late. Obviously, she got fired the next day.
Yeah, I mean, what is she doing at the general store? There's only a few answers that would make any sense whatsoever.
Maybe she needed toilet paper?
Well, a hygienic issue, right, is one thing that would make sense and I would think would be permissible or forgivable. A pint of liquor, which is not permissible or forgivable.
No.
Pack of cigarettes. I mean, what else is a thing that draws you in that you're so desperate? I mean, I do love a bacon, egg, and cheese, but seriously?
Wait, were you scared? Like, how were you and the other kids on the bus?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of us kids. And she was telling us to be quiet and everything. And I remember writing on notebooks and, like, you know, help us.
You wrote on notebooks.
Holding it out the window. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was liquor. Yeah, it was liquor. Though.
Yeah, right. Probably not toilet paper she needed.
Yeah, this was in the 70s. Yeah, we had no phones to call anybody.
Yeah, see, 70s. 70s. They just did whatever in the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Vicky, and I'm going to date myself. This is a long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. It was like when I was in first grade. We were on, like, one of the mini vans because we lived in a poor side of town.
Short bus, yeah.
Yeah, and we went to a school that was more in the suburbs, but our bus driver, he was like a hippie. He had his little beads, and he had, you know, he wouldn't let that hairline go. But his van, he was really sweet, but his van door, it was broken in the back, and the older kids were holding it closed, and we were on the highway, and he went over like a pothole, and the door flew open, and the kids rolled out. I remember being in first grade crying in the front of the minivan because I could see the kids rolling down the highway.
Gosh!
Nobody got hit, but that's
what? This is terrible.
Yeah.
Did everybody live?
But everybody was okay. He pulled over, and he reversed. I can laugh about it now.
Right.
Clearly.
Right. I mean, if it hadn't been 1,000 years ago, somebody would have got rich.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
But in the 80s, people were like, oh, you're going to sue?
Yeah.
Suck it up,
I'm
kid.
Dating myself. This was like in the late 70s, first grade.
Yeah, nobody had heard of lawyers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Thanks, Vicky.
Thanks,
I'm glad
Vicky.
Everybody was all right. What happened on the bus? 1-800-330-9999. If you rode the bus, you have a story about riding the bus.
It's
Everybody
amazing.
Does. Yes. Yeah. What happened when you were on the bus? 1-800-330-9999. Rosa, you're a nanny.
Well, this is my nanny kid. First day of first grade yesterday. Mm-hmm. Parents waited at the bus stop for an hour, didn't mm-hmm. show up.
Oh.
Hour and 15 minutes, he showed up. No app, bus couldn't connect, school did not send out any emails or anything. Arrived on the bus at 5 o'clock, and apparently had no energy to speak. God loved him because he got on the bus yesterday again, and we had our fingers crossed. This is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Instead of 5 o'clock, he came home at 5:15.
Wait a minute. What? What is happening with him on this bus ride?
No, it's the beginning of the school year. The buses are in shambles for the first few weeks trying to learn the routes. Like, it's too much.
Right.
Like, it's always like this.
Right. And it's a 20-minute drive home.
Oh.
And there's only two kids on the bus.
Oh, I hope they end up friends. Hey, Brendan, what happened on the bus? What's your bus story?
I remember one time the bus got pulled over.
No kidding.
Oh, by a cop? Oh, what happened?
Yeah. There was a kid in the back of the bus thought it would be a good idea to throw his empty iced coffee out the window. Good. And when he did so, it hit the police cruiser in the windshield.
Oh, snap. Lesson learned, because that cop's coming on the bus.
Yep.
And letting people know.
I hope kid got in trouble.
Oh, I hope the cop came in swinging the baton.
No. No.
Walking on the bus, randomly swinging it.
No.
Right? Or he comes on and he's trying to be all professional. He turns around and kids start throwing stuff at him. And then he starts swinging the baton. What happened?
The bus driver thought he just wanted to go by at first. So he started kind of pulling over. And when he realized the cop wasn't going by, he pulled over. The cop comes up to the door. The driver goes, "Can I help you?" He said, "Yeah, there's a wise guy in the back of the bus I need to see." He came up on the bus, grabbed the kid by the shirt, brought him to the front, told the bus driver what happened, and demanded that they call his parents right then and there.
Oh, my gosh.
Good. You know, kids get in so much trouble for throwing things out of the windows. Like, you should know. Don't throw anything out of the bus window. You know better than that.
What year is this? How long ago is this?
2010.
Oh, yeah.
They don't mess around.
Too bad somebody didn't get tased, huh? That would have been fun.
What is wrong with you? These are children you're talking about.
Unforgivable.
Sharon, what happened on the bus?
So I didn't take the bus until I went to high school because I walked up to eighth grade. But I rode the short bus, and I went to a Catholic school, which was not within my town. We had to drive through many towns to get to the high school, and I had Adriana. And she would take us on tours after school, like to go see like the historic sites in the other towns. I was once so late, my mom called the bus company like 5:30 at night, and they're like, where are the kids?
And they never came home like and they're like at the Lincoln Monument.
Yeah, she was actually driving you guys around like you were part of a program.
She just wanted to be like a tour bus driver, but couldn't get the qualifications for that, so here she is.
It was crazy. But the last story is that we forgot to pick up Pat one morning, and we drive all the way almost to the school. And then she realizes, so she gets on the highway, and she opens the door so that she can drive on the shoulder with the red lights flashing, hoping that people won't mind that she's driving on the shoulder of an interstate.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing.
We got to get Pat.